Are you tired of living life according to someone else's standards and not getting the fulfillment that you desire in life? We see most people find their confidence based on what other people say about them or in what others are doing. You see, in this podcast, I want to help you find your inner voice, along with building your own self-confidence, ultimately upgrading who you are. The process of upgrading who you are starts right now. Hey, hey, upgrade community. Stand by for a quick message from my sponsor for today's episode.
So you got a decision to make as to what type of week you're going to have, what type of attitude you're going to have. I mean, there's a lot of decisions that are made this morning that will determine what kind of week you're going to have. Look, but here's the thing is that most of us are making decisions unconsciously and not consciously. And I know you've been hearing me say that for the last couple weeks, and I want to beat that in your head, because unconsciously you're making decisions on what kind of week you're going to have, and you have, and you've lost control of that. And so, but it's through that mindset, it's through that thinking, that you don't accomplish greater things. You don't accomplish things that you're even capable of. I mean, your capability is unknown because you're not intentionally making decisions. You're not intentionally thinking about the things you should be thinking about. And I couldn't help but think this morning, how many people are quitting way before the things that they're supposed to be doing, within the things that they're supposed to be doing. I'll give you an illustration. Most of us, we quit at the first sign of failure, or the first time of defeat, or the first time of it doesn't look like the way it should, or we pictured in our mind, and then we give up. And here's another question I get all the time. How do you know when enough's enough, when it's time to stop? And I'll give you a perfect illustration of that, or a demonstration of that, is that who's the guy that, I mean, as you're sitting, I'm sure wherever you're sitting at, you're seeing light. That guy failed, man, hundreds of times before he actually achieved what he envisioned in his mind. After he achieved what he set out to do the very first time, the very first try. Hundreds of times he failed. And as we sit here today, we can experience and we can enjoy the light of that creation that he did. But we get to stare at his perseverance every single day, because we get to see what perseverance looks like. He demonstrated that. And so I want to answer that question is it depends on what kind of mark you want to make on this world. It depends on what kind of capacity that you want to operate at. If you're saying, look, you know what, I just want to make a little impact in this world, well then quit after your second try. Hell, quit after your first try. But if you're saying, hey, look, I'm capable to change my surroundings. I'm capable to change my circumstances and situation. I'm capable to change my community. I'm capable to change my state. I'm capable to change and make an impact in my country. Then don't give up. That's the best way I can answer that question. Because you know what? Here's some of the things that cause people to give up. Utility bill. Oh, man, I'm scared that my lights are going to be out. Okay, that's a reason for somebody to give up. Not for me. Or something I got to do is it disqualifies me. Or what is capable over here is not capable for me. Or my status. Oh, I got the position that I always wanted, that I always dreamed for, and now I don't do the things that I should do because that's beneath me and my status. So that restricts you. That prevents you from moving forward. Or maybe it's I don't want to be with this group of people out of the fear of what are they going to think about me. That's another reason why you don't get what you desire or your dreams, or you stop and it becomes a limitation in your life. You see, it's all of these different things that we think about, all these different things and decisions that we make, whether it's conscious or unconscious, prevent us from moving forward and achieving the things that we ultimately desire in our lives. But it all stems with fear, doubt, and disbelief. And so I want to challenge you this morning to challenge yourself, to persevere, to push through, to do some things that are going to definitely make you uncomfortable. Do some things that are going to definitely make you step outside of your box. Do some things that are going to challenge the very nature of who you are or who you think you are. I'm telling you, it's on the other side of these fears, these failures, you identify who you really are. I mean, winning a great win is staring something in the face and saying, it's not likely. Everything on paper says, it doesn't look like I can. It doesn't look like I should. It doesn't look like it's possible. But then victory comes. That's what makes a great win. So what are you looking for? Are you looking for small wins or are you looking for a great win? Because stacked up, you're never going to look like it's possible. You're never going to look like that you're capable. You're never going to look you're never going to look like you play the part. But that's where great victories are won. That's when measurable change is made. That's where impact is at. And so I want to encourage you guys this morning. Don't look at your current circumstances and situations and allow them to determine whether you're going to move forward or not. I want you to make a decision right now before you get off this video that you're going to have a great week. Now this week, you're going to do some things that you're afraid to do, that you're going to do some things that doesn't seem likely, doesn't seem like you're capable of doing, but you're going to do it anyway, that you're going to make a decision to have a positive attitude, that you're going to make a decision to communicate with others, that you're going to make a decision that you won't give up, you won't quit, that you're going to persevere this week whenever tough times come staring at you in your face. Look, you're going to determine to finish this month off strong. Make that decision because you know what? It's yours. Nobody can take it away from you. Make the decision. Decide that you're not going to give up, that you're not going to quit, that on the other side of it, it's who you are and victory standing there waiting for you. See you.
Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. If this message really inspired you, look, I want to ask you to please share it or rate it. By you doing this, this really helps me reach millions of people all over the world to help them also upgrade who they are. Again, thank you for listening, and let's continue to upgrade.